bitter cold morning along Tampa's upscale Bayshore Boulevard. A handful of men in knee-high rubber waders stand in the low tide, guiding coffee table-sized cement domes into the muck that lines the seawall. From a flatbed truck, a crane hoists the domes down to them four at a time. The domes are ridden with paper plate-sized holes. Chris Sutton, an environmental scientist with Tampa Bay Watch, says the domes are for attracting a certain population that once thrived here.
Today we're installing concrete oyster domes. The original names are reef balls. We're putting them along the Bayshore Boulevard seawall to promote oyster growth and also provide habitat for many different species.
Sutton says shoreline development, mangrove removal, and the building of seawalls here have made this stretch of Tampa Bay's shoreline not very hospitable to the bivalve creatures. He says oyster colonies are now pretty much non-existent along this stretch.
Back in the day when they did a lot of the dredge and filling activities, they removed a lot of that hard bottom habitat, which they removed a lot of the oyster communities. So we're basically putting that hard bottom habitat back out there. So oysters will eventually attach and eventually grow.
In addition to the Bayshore project, Tampa Bay Watch is installing these domes along the shoreline at Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base. So why the emphasis on growing oysters in particular?
One oyster, when fully mature, can filter about 10 gallons of water per hour, or up to 10 gallons of water per hour. They also provide a food source for many different species. At a nice low tide like we have right now, where the sediment's completely exposed, you'll have a lot of wading and shorebirds that will actually walk the shoreline and try to get a little forage in the areas around the oyster domes and around the oysters, and also eat some of the oysters.
Sutton adds that the domes will attract little sea creatures trying to hide from predators, and they'll cause sediment to accumulate along the seawall.
A lot of the smaller species, the crustaceans and crabs and smaller fish, can actually hide out from the larger fish inside these domes and eventually grow and mature. They also hopefully will build sediment up behind the sea, in between the seawall and the domes, which will eventually expand the life of the seawall. So of course the city and the other citizens in the community would like that, so they aren't spending a lot more money in taxpayer dollars on rebuilding the seawall. And of course it makes the fishing better and it makes our bay much cleaner.
Tampa Bay Watch staff, as well as several volunteers, gathered here early in the morning despite the thermometer reading well south of 50 Fahrenheit. Kevin Clare lives on nearby Davis Islands and works from home. He says the project is not only a proximally convenient way to lend a hand, but it's also a way to help clean the bay.
What brings me out today? I like to volunteer with this crew just because of what they do for the environment. The whole oyster project thing, how it cleans up the water, you know, because we're never going to stop polluting it, so we got to do something to clean it up.
Using what they call marine-friendly concrete, Tampa Bay Watch staff and volunteers cast most of the domes on the grounds of its Tierra Verde headquarters. Claire says he helped build some of them as well.
I've done that a few times, so I wanted to see the whole project, you know, come to fruition.
Ruskin resident Jim Eigler has been volunteering with Tampa Bay Watch for 6 years. Today, he's helping out on the truck bed, fastening the domes to the crane so it can carry them over the seawall. He says he's seen an improvement in the bay's water quality since he moved here over 2 decades ago.
It feels good for me to know that I'm giving back and I'm meeting good people in the process. And a real quick story, I moved here in 1987 from Kansas, and the bay was brown because it was polluted. And I thought it was supposed to be that way because I'm used to the Red River and the Arkansas River and the reservoirs. And it's cleaning up because of the work that's being done like this. And it's just a super feeling.
Eigler says the view that no one cares whether Tampa Bay becomes brown and lifeless is a misconception, that there are people out there doing good, but they're just not so visible. Eigler adds there are many ways in which those who don't have the time to volunteer can help improve water quality in Tampa Bay.
We need to take care of the bay. Don't pollute it. And there are so many ways not to do that. Stormwater runoff, pollution, trash, nitrogen runoff, so many different things. We just need to be, because this is our environment. If we don't have this, we don't have anything.